Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Carrie.
Yeah, this is she.
Hey, Carrie, my name is Seth McElroy, and I'm with the Student Exchange Program. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. I know you've been in contact with a few people here about making your home available for an exchange student to stay with you.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Perfect. Well, we want to thank you for that.
Sure.
It's people like you that show a little bit of kindness and make this world a better place. It really is.
Thank you.
No problem. No, thank you.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. I'm so excited.
No, it's our pleasure to meet you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Am I going overboard on the thank yous? I'm sorry.
No, no problem.
Okay, anyway, I'm in charge of placement here, and it says on our forms that you were hoping for a student from either Japan or China. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, well, unfortunately, those students were all accounted for by the time we got to your application. So we're putting you with So we're putting you with a young man from the Czech Republic. I hope that's still okay.
Oh, okay.
His name is Sergey, and he's a homeless 47-year-old.
I'm sorry, what? I heard you say something. Could you repeat what you just said?
Yes, his name is Sergey. He's from the Czech Republic, and he's a homeless 47-year-old.
Okay, I thought we were talking about students.
Well, Sergey technically isn't a student, but he did see the flyer for our program at a local community college where he showers from time to time, and we thought it would be a good idea to help him out.
But he's not part of the program.
He is part of the program. He's just a special case.
But he's homeless.
Yes, he was, but not until you came along and opened up your doors. Thank you again.
I am totally, blown away by this. This situation does not sound safe at all. This does sound super sketchy.
It's perfectly safe, and we'll send you an email with all the details, especially on how to give him his injections.
What?
Well, Sergey does have hepatitis C, so you'll need to be a little careful when you come in contact with him, but it's totally safe, and we can give you instructions on how to handle that.
Okay, what the hell is going on? This sounds absolutely, completely stupid. I can't believe you guys are putting me in this situation. This is absolutely not going to happen.
Oh.
You can cancel my application.
Oh, so you're not willing to do this?
Absolutely not.
Okay, that's...
Have I made myself clear? Absolutely not.
Yeah, you have made yourself clear, but I do have a little bit of a problem.
What?
So normally when we go through the process, students are out of the country... But Sergey is in town, and he's not in class, so he's already got your address. Because I figured
Wait,
that...
what? He already has my address?
Yeah.
So is he going to, show up now?
Not right now. He was supposed to show up at about 4 o'clock this afternoon.
What? No. This can't happen. You have to cancel. You have to tell him. You have to contact him in some way and tell him this is not happening, because this is absolutely wrong.
Well, that's... I cannot handle this. I'm more than happy to cancel this for you. But I don't know how to get a hold of Sergey. So
I'm not getting a hold of Sergey. If he shows up, I'm not going to be here. He won't be able to get into my house.
Well, he'll be there later. And so when you meet him, it's just going to be hard for you to do. But if you could tell him that you're not interested in having Sergey stay at your house, he should understand that.
You want me to confront a drugged up, diseased, homeless man who doesn't speak English, who's going to show up on my doorstep?
I don't want you to confront him. No, I wouldn't confront him, because that's kind of an aggressive word. I'd politely ask him to leave, because you don't want to get angry with Sergey.
Oh, great. So he's violent, too.
I wouldn't say violent, but he does anger quickly.
This is bullshit.
It's a prank phone call.
What?
This is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
Wait, what?
Your friend Max set you up. He told us that you signed up for an exchange student program and wanted me to mess with you.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. I don't think a 47-year-old homeless man from the Czech Republic is about to show up at your house.
I actually locked my door when I was talking to you. Thank God that wasn't real.